Through a Common Lens, a podcast to prepare for our accreditation site visit. This is Alexis Petrie, Episode 2, We'll Go to the Moon and Back. In this episode, I interview Chancellor Agrawal. Welcome, Chancellor. What is accreditation and why go through it?
Accreditation is a measurement. It's a measurement of how good are we? Do we make the mark? But I was at a event down in Missouri, Missouri 100 Group, which is a group of supporters of all the four universities at the system level. And there was an evening reception at the president's house, and I'd been invited to that. What I didn't know that the president was going to ask some of us chancellors there to say a few words. So this was sprung on me at the last minute. And the president called me up and said, you all just finished your strategic plan. And so tell us what it is all about in 30 seconds.
Wow.
And I had to think quick. For one, I was not ready to speak. Number two, the plan is 60 pages long and I had 30 seconds. And here's what I came up with. Our plan is to be excellent at everything that we do. So if that is the plan, then how do we know that we're excellent? How do we measure ourselves? How do others measure us? And that is what accreditation is all about, getting somebody from the outside to come look at us in candidly, in all honesty, and tell us, you guys are good, you guys have some work to do, here are the areas where you have work to do, here's where you're really, really good. It's an honest assessment.
What is the significance of outside input?
So that it can be fair, unbiased. Because ourselves, we'll always feel like we're doing good. Mm-hmm. So we do need somebody from the outside to come tell us. Now, in that respect, the question comes up, why do we want to be excellent? So then you step back and look at, why are we here as a university? We're here to serve students, train the next generation, make them successful in their lives. And why is that important, especially as a public university? And I always like to say we are here to transform lives.
Would you please share with us an example of how it is that universities transform lives?
And I have a few examples of that, and they're from my previous experiences. I'll give you one example, what I call the Celia story. Celia was a young lady that grew up in the southern part of the country, and she was one of six children, Hispanic, and nobody in her family had ever gone to college. They would finish high school, and then they would go work locally doing landscaping and other things. Celia was one, I guess because she was the youngest, she said, I want to go to college. And her parents were very surprised, perhaps not very supportive, because they said, you can go out and to the grocery store and work and stock the shelves and you'll make good money. What is this college thing? So they said to me later at a point, she said, because I was the youngest, maybe I got a little bit more flexibility from my parents. And finally, they just said, okay, do whatever you want. Go figure it out. And I think there was somebody there that helped her figure it out. Must have been a high school counselor. Because mm-hmm. Celia went from there to MIT. While she was at MIT finishing up, she called me one day. I did not know who Celia was. It was just a cold call. She said, I've been reading about the kind of research that you do on biomedical implants. I want to come back from MIT after I finish. And I want to get my PhD and I want to work with you. Will you take me into your lab? Long story short, we did her PhD with me. She was one of the brightest students I've ever had. And then she went on from there and she's working for a large multinational, working on biomedical implants. And most likely when I get to the age where I'll need one of those, it most likely would have been designed by Celia.
Wow.
So here's the moral of the story. Transformation from a young woman who was going to most probably just stock shelves. Higher education took her from that point to where she is now. That's what we do in higher education. That's why we need to be excellent at what we do, and that's why we need to be measured.
That is a wonderful story, very inspirational, and it also speaks to the importance here at UMKC of us as an access university. So we could have Acelia come through our door and probably do all the time.
And you're right about that. Last fall was our first fall here for my wife and I, and we were invited to a lot of these scholarship lunches and dinners by the different schools and colleges, and they had students who stood up and told their stories, and they were just as powerful as the story that I just told you. They were very powerful. They made all of us emotional. You got teary-eyed to the extent that my wife and I said, we have to stop going to these things because this is too much to handle every week. But just powerful stories, and that just energizes you to go and go back to work the next day and get better. Mm-hmm. Because it's not about us. It's about these lives we are changing. And, you know, the every life that we change, if it's a first-gen student whose family has never been to college, that one person becomes a professional by going through our system, the chances are very high that their children will then go to college, that they will marry somebody that's been to college. So in a way, if you look at that family tree, what we have done is we have taken one root of that family tree and by our work here at the university, moved it. Mm-hmm. Moved it forever, because that root now, that tree branch is going to be different forever from that point on. So it's hard work. It's one student at a time. Mm-hmm. But we change lives. And for that reason alone, we have to be as good as we can be.
So do you think when we are measured by an outside source that's very objective, what kind of opportunity does that give us?
Now, we have to be what we are.
Yeah.
And we have to be just very transparent. And the good will come with it and the bad will come with it. They will tell us where we need work and where we are good. It is doing that and getting ready for these visits and these reviews is a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And it's hard work. You talked about stories, and I always think of this. Both my children went to Rice University, and we would go visit them on Parents' Day. And invariably, there was a football game that weekend, and so we would go to the game. And when I would be sitting there, I would be looking at the stadium. And about, I think it was 50-plus years ago, that President Kennedy was there. And it's very interesting when I think of that, and I would start imagining Kennedy speaking because he spoke at the stadium. And then everything would turn black and white for me because that's how I remember the TVs. Right? But that's where he gave his space speech. That's where he said, we are going to go to the moon and back. And he ended the speech by saying, and we will do these things not because they're easy, but because they're hard. And we'll go through this process. We know it's not going to be easy. We know it's going to be hard. But that's why we're going to do it. Because mm-hmm. people who are excellent or aspiring for excellence will do the hard things. So it all makes sense. And we just have to go through this. Now, we wouldn't want to go through this every year. I agree.
Yes.
But every so often, we need somebody from the outside to come and tell us where we stand.
I appreciate that way of looking at it and thinking of accreditation as measurement. What advice or requests do you have for our campus about the accreditation process?
Well, first of all, I appreciate all the hard work that will go in, that has been going on for the past couple of years, putting all the resources together, the paperwork that's necessary, the information that's necessary. So first of all, let's not take it as a burden, but take it as something we want because we want to be excellent. So it should be that mindset. Number two, let us be transparent, because this is an assessment that we want. So let us be transparent, because we will get to know where we stand. And then the third thing is, we need to familiarize ourselves with what's the mission of the overall university, what's the vision, where are we now going. We have a great strategic plan. I would recommend to everyone on campus, go through that plan. So when the visitors come, and if they were to stop you just walking down the sidewalk, which sometimes they do, and say, hey, are you from UMKC? Yes. Do you know what the mission is? Well, you don't have to memorize it by heart, but at least you should be able to tell them, in a sense, what we are all about. If they ask you what are the three or four big things you all are working on, you should know parts of the strategic plan to say, here are the five pillars that we are working on. So just become part of the community so that they know that all of us are working on the same things, that we are aligned. We are each doing our own piece differently, but at the same time, we're all working to that one goal, and they would like to see that.
Mm-hmm. And it makes a difference for our university when we work together.
It does. It does. And you can do big things when you work together, which if we were not aligned, we would not be able to do those things. We realize we have limitation of resources. But you know what? We have wonderful people and hardworking people and very bright people. And I'll take that any day over resources. And if we all align and get excited about our future and where we want to go, we will do big things. We'll go to the moon and back. It just takes that determination.
We are just about at time. Is there anything that you would like to say that hasn't come up in our conversation?
All I can say is that I'm very excited to be the Chancellor at UMKC and grew up.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This has been episode 2. We'll go to the moon and back.